This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So Hillary Clinton is very confident that she won't be indicted over the email scandal. But we have this new breaking story about how her close advisor, Sidney Blumenthal, sent her an email to her private email server detailing with intelligence information how Saudi Arabia funded and planned the Benghazi attack. Now, this email was missing from the official list of emails released publicly by the State Department, and this Medium.com article explains why this could be a huge new development in the Hillary Clinton email scandal, why it could indeed lead to her indictment. So from the article, this missing email is certainly something that would have been requested as part of the investigation, as it was sent before February 1st and clearly relates to Libya. The fact that it's missing, and again, this is Blumenthal saying to Hillary, we've got intelligence that the Saudis were behind the Benghazi attack. Bearing in mind, Saudi Arabia has been a huge donor to the Clinton Foundation. But why was it missing from the public release by the State Department? Here are two possibilities outlined in this article. One, the State Department does have a copy of this email, but deemed it top secret and too sensitive to release, even in redacted form. This would indicate that Sidney Blumenthal was sending highly classified information from his AOL account to Secretary Clinton's private email server, despite the fact that he never even had a security clearance to deal with such sensitive information in the first place. If this scenario explains why the email is missing, classified materials were mishandled. So this could be absolutely huge. But here's the second possibility. Why this email didn't appear in the publicly released list by the State Department. The State Department doesn't have a copy. This is the alternative scenario. And this email was deleted by both Clinton and Blumenthal before turning over their subpoenaed emails to investigators, which would be considered destruction of evidence and lying to federal officials. This also speaks to the reason why the private ClintonEmail.com server may have been established in the first place. If Blumenthal were to regularly send highly sensitive, yet technically unclassified information from his AOL account to Clinton's official government email account, it could have been revealed with the FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act. It's already been established that Hillary Clinton deleted 15 of Sidney Blumenthal's emails to her. This discrepancy was discovered when Blumenthal's emails were subpoenaed, although a State Department official claims that none of these 15 emails have any information about the Benghazi attack. It would seem from the subject line that this email does, and it's missing from the public record. That's why this is huge. In either of these scenarios, Clinton and her close associates are in violation of federal law. In the most generous interpretation, where this email is simply a collection of rumors that Blumenthal heard and forwarded unsolicited to Clinton, it would make no sense for it to be missing. Again, if it's no big deal, why is it missing from the officially released public emails? It would not be classified if it was a bunch of hot air, and it certainly wouldn't be deleted by both Blumenthal and Clinton at the risk of committing a felony. In the least generous interpretation of these facts, Blumenthal and Clinton conspired to cover up an ally of the United States funding the assassination of one of our diplomats in Libya. That's why this is huge. We've had the massive controversy over the redacted 28 pages suggesting Saudi Arabian involvement in the 9/11 attacks. Now we've got intelligence suggesting Saudis bankrolling the terrorists that attacked the Benghazi consulate, of course, which for days afterwards was blamed on a YouTube video by the Obama administration. Now it's coming out that this information was sent to Clinton in an email. It doesn't appear in the publicly released list of State Department emails, which is now available for everybody to see. Why not? Why is this one missing? Is it because it contains highly sensitive material, or is it because Clinton doesn't want it on the public record? We'll be back with more news after the break. Stay tuned.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Twitter attempting to shape the Democratic primary. We're going to get into that news story later on in the hour. But I want to direct you to InfoWarsStore.com. Super Male Vitality is back in stock. Secure yours before it sells out. Back for a limited run. Now is the time to secure your bottles before we sell out once again. This is always highly popular. Once we sell out, it could be months before we're able to secure another shipment. This ultra-strength formula contains organic herbs and acids that are the real deal. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and order your Super Male Vitality today before we sell out. Again, crucial to support InfoWars. This is how we're able to fund getting Richard Reeves out to the primaries. This is how we're able to fund covering the debates live as they happen, sending reporters out to cover all these different news stories, challenging the mainstream media narrative, getting in their faces and getting the truth out. Just observe how much InfoWars has grown over the past 5, 6 years. Directly as a result of you supporting us, we couldn't do any of it without you. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the great products. Get Super Male Vitality. It's back in stock for a limited time. So get your hands on that before it sells out at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're going to go now to InfoWars reporter Richard Reeves, who of course has been covering the primaries for us for the past couple of months now. Richard, CNN's reporting top Rubio supporters' Trump attacks have backfired. It was Rubio's one saving grace that he looked, or was able to act at least, presidential. Now we have him engaging in personal attacks, talking about Donald Trump's small hands and making allusions to his penis size. Not very presidential. So is this the end for Marco Rubio? Is this the beginning of the collapse of his campaign? Will it happen before we even get to Florida?
Well, Paul, that's exactly what may happen. You know, and I think Donald Trump usually doesn't drop the ball on anything, but I think he dropped the ball the other night when he was talking about his hands. He should have talked about that they were an indicator of his big, big brain. You know, so he is really on the ball on so many things. Now, one thing that came out yesterday is that Jeb Bush is supposed to meet with Cruz, Rubio, and Kasich. That meeting is supposed to happen today before the debate tonight. So we can look for any kind of surprise right now, folks. What it is when Marco went negative, when Marco lost decorum, which is another synonym, decorum is a synonym for political correctness, which about 25% of the Republican Party, plus or minus, are all about decorum. You can be right on every issue. You can be pro-life, pro-constitution. You can be right down the line, small government, conservative, etc. But when you go outside of decorum, like Marco Rubio did, which that's his key block. That is his key block of support. Then boom, that's when you saw the single digits coming out. You saw him not do that well in Super Tuesday because he went out of decorum the Thursday prior to Super Tuesday at the University of Houston debate. You saw him perform poorly Super Tuesday. Then you saw it get even worse the Saturday afterwards, after last Thursday, when he had another night of debate when he was outside of decorum. Those folks, that establishment faction of the party, they're all about decorum. Another word for that is politically correct activity. Another word is go along, get along, which is why we're in the situation that we're in, because we've had go along, get along up there in Washington, D.C. for so long. So those people aren't able to yet look in the mirror and realize that they're a big part of the problem. Now, that being said, let's talk about the dangers to Donald Trump. This is a very dangerous point right now, because the powers that be have got their political calipers out, and they're looking at, all right, do we want to have Rubio drop out maybe, perhaps, even before the debate? You know, one scenario we could happen is Kasich and Rubio don't come out for tonight's debate, and all of a sudden you have the one-on-one with Trump and Cruz. That's a possibility. Another likely scenario is they have the discussion, they have the debate as scheduled, everything goes as planned. You could have one or both drop out, or they could both stay in, and then they could evaluate, all right, how did Marco do tonight at Thursday night's debate? I don't think he can rehab himself with his establishment that they were trying to get to come to Rubio. He cannot rehab himself with one good night of debate. So I think they're really looking at having Marco Rubio step out of the race prior to Tuesday's vote in Florida. They're going to try to, in a backhanded fashion, shift the establishment votes to Ted Cruz, who has good decorum. They've got John Kasich. He's got the good decorum, you know, so they're going to try not to let him go to Kasich in Florida. They want him to go to Cruz to try to defeat Trump. And in Ohio, Kasich has got the decorum, so they'll try to point the establishment to Kasich. Or if Kasich drops out pre-Ohio as well, then obviously they're going to point the establishment faction to Cruz again. So these are the dangers, Paul, and I think it's a very, very dubious moment that we have here.
So you're basically saying that the GOP establishment now is putting pressure on Rubio to take one for the team, so that his support will all be handed over to Ted Cruz, and basically they're trying to consolidate that because they can't have this split support between Kasich, Rubio, and Ted Cruz, because it's just not going to be enough to overturn Donald Trump's surging popularity.
Well, in most states, you see Marco Rubio now in single digits. You see John Kasich in single digits most states. they know that they've got just a very small of amount of percentage that they can swing one way or another. And now, as Alex talked about earlier in the show, Neil Bush joining the finance team of the Ted Cruz campaign, the news of the Jeb Bush meeting with Cruz, Rubio, and Kasich. So I tell you what, a lot of things are in the works. And as Miriam Witcher, the Hispanic lady from Las Vegas that is totally pro-Trump, pointed out, Marco Rubio is looking for a job right now. He's never going to have more leverage. He's never going to have more leverage than he does right now. After Super Tuesday, even if he wins Florida, he's still going to have less leverage because mathematically he has zero chance almost mathematically of being able to go into the RNC in July with a majority with the 1,237 delegates. His mathematical odds of that right now are pretty low. As a matter of fact, even for the front runner, Donald Trump has to win 54% of all the upcoming delegates to get that 1,237 number. He's only at 43% right now. So historically, over the last few months, he's not been able to achieve the necessary 50% or better. He's in a position where he needs 54%. Ted Cruz is in a position right now where he needs 62%. And needless to say, Marco Rubio and Kasich are up there in the high 60s, low 70s of percent of upcoming delegates they need to win, which basically means they're mathematically out. Now, like I said, Marco's looking for a job. He can't run for his Senate seat. He was blocked out of that. Florida has rules where if you're running for president, you can't run for Senate. You can't be on two places on the ballot in Florida. So he is out of the Senate, okay, which is great news because he's proven himself to be a Tea Party traitor. And so it's great news that Marco Rubio will not be in the Senate, but he's not going to be president either unless there's some stroke of genius by the establishment. But I just can't imagine it. Marco's looking for a job. It's going to be very easy right now. He's got more leverage than ever right now with the establishment. It would be very easy for Koch brothers or any number of, Jeb Bush cronies to come in there and offer Marco a sweetheart deal right now to step out.
Now, of course, one of the problems that the GOP establishment is going to have with this brokered convention is the fact we've got this Rule 40B, which requires the nominee to have the majority of delegates from at least 8 states. Now, currently, it doesn't appear as if anyone but Trump is going to have that. Do you think they're going to change that rule right before the convention to try and screw over Donald Trump?
Right. See, that's one thing. If people study Robert's Rules of Order and they read different books on it, conventions are won and lost before the convention actually happens. That's when the convention, the RNC, is being won or lost right now. People talk about a brokered convention. Well, when you see a meeting with Jeb Bush, Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Kasich, that, my friends, is a facet of a brokered convention. So it's going on. That rule change could happen by the Rules Committee right there meeting before the convention, because that's one thing that Rob D and I reported back in December. They're going to bend rules, break laws, bend laws, and potentially they're going to break heads to do what they need to do. So that's one thing we do by calling it out on this show, by exposing what the powers to be could be up to or may be up to or will be up to, that we can stop part of what they're doing. Because that's like in Ohio, there's all kinds of reports coming out. It was reported, I think, by you or Alex earlier, that in Ohio there's all kinds of irregularities. As a matter of fact, it was you, Paul, you were talking about that even the Ohio primary ballot is confusing, where you've got to check two different boxes or names to be able to vote for Donald Trump. So a lot of irregularities in Ohio. We're going to be looking at that. We're going to be studying. We're going to be watching. And I know Roger Stone's coming up. I'm sure he knows more about Ohio than I do. But, folks, I tell you what, one thing that scares the New World Order even more than millions of patriots here in the United States already awake, I'll tell you, the thing that scares the New World Order more than millions of patriots awake here in the U.S. and globally, thanks to the Infowars.com and the Alex Jones Show and Paul Watson, is networked and organized patriots internationally and nationally here in the U.S. And a way to do that is how to take your country back from the elite, become a delegate. Because if this does become a contested
We lost Richard there. But, yeah, he's basically summing up there. This is going to be very interesting as we get closer, because it doesn't look like Trump is going to get those 1,237 delegates, which of course means a brokered convention, but they will then have to change the rules because only Trump would be in a position to take that brokered convention. So there's always a way to fix things right before the convention. That's what they've done in the past. That's what they'll probably do in the future. But we're going to get more into that with Ed Martin and Roger Stone coming up, as well as Alex Jones. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Jones Show. We just lost Richard Reeves there, but we've got him back on the line now. Richard, just finishing off, you were talking about Rubio, Trump, how they're going to try and screw him over possibly at the convention, finalizing your comments on that issue?
Well, the danger is also is not just the convention. The convention looms down the road, but the immediate danger is if Rubio, Kasich drop out, potentially you could have Rubio win or Cruz win Florida, and Cruz may even win Ohio if Kasich were to drop out. So those are the immediate dangers, that they could shift this. And then if that happens, if Cruz were to pull out Ohio and Florida with that manipulation, potential manipulation, then all of a sudden that puts Trump and Cruz pretty much tied in the delegate race. They're going to be kind of close to tied, and they're both going to be in a position where they're going into a contested convention, I think, if that happens. But here's I want to break some news right now, Paul. This is some news I've been needing to report and haven't gotten it out since January. Since January, I've been on Ted Cruz, you know, following him, going to several of his events, and twice in person, InfoWarriors twice in person, I have invited personally Ted Cruz to come on the Alex Jones Show, the InfoWars.com show, and through subordinates, I've invited him three or four times, probably a total of six times, counting two personally. He said, oh, yeah, let's make that happen. Well, InfoWarriors, when you're out there and you visit Ted Cruz out there on the campaign trail, let's ask him, why will he have a meeting with Jeb Bush tonight? Why will he hire Neil Bush for his finance team? But why will he not come on InfoWars.com, the Alex Jones Show? So that's what I'd like to ask of Ted Cruz at this point. Now, another thing is, I think on a different pivot point, is that Trump has not tapped into two big groups of voters that I think he can get. And if we have a premature Rubio dropout and a premature Kasich dropout, one thing Trump needs to do is reach out immediately for these two blocks of voters, low-hanging fruit, that I know he can get. One block of voter that I know he can get is from the Cruz campaign. If Donald Trump will talk Constitution at somewhat close to the level that Cruz talks Constitution, then I think a lot of Cruisers are ready to come to Trump, but they're scared that he doesn't talk about the Constitution enough, so they're scared of that. So he can get a good chunk of Cruz voters if he talks about the Constitution. Now, another thing is, Trump is always exposing a lot of true items. He can expose the fact, look, the Democrats' primaries are so rigged that Bernie is politically dead man walking. They're going to give it to Hillary. It's a done deal. The only reason I think they keep it competitive, I think the New World Order rigs that primary between Hillary and Bernie to try to keep it interesting, is because they know a lot of that anti-establishment vote that goes to Bernie will come to Trump either now or in the general for sure. So I think Trump should just call it out. He should come out on the debate or on the Sunday talk shows this weekend and say, look, you guys, you Democrats that are ready to dump the establishment, come on over. Bernie's done. Hillary's in. Let's get it going. It's going to be Trump, Hillary running for the general.
There, Richard, because we're coming up on the break, but thanks for joining us. Richard Reeves, of course. After the break, Alex Jones is coming up with Roger Stone to drop some more info on the latest with Trump, Rubio, Ted Cruz, and the rest of it. But we've got the Hill.com reporting, and this is key. How Twitter is attempting to shape the Democratic primary. Twitter is important. It has fueled revolutions throughout the world. It's not just a social media platform to share cat pictures. You look at Egypt, Tunisia, Libya. All those governments had to shut down Twitter to try and prevent these revolutions, which eventually happened. So it should be a shock to Americans, reports The Hill. Recently, in our own country, a grassroots hashtag has been used to debate the stances of one of our own presidential candidates, and it was shut down by Twitter. Not by the US government, by Twitter. The same Twitter that lobbied for net neutrality and to keep Twitter alive around the world. So basically, of course, you had this confrontation between a Black Lives Matter protester and Hillary Clinton about a week ago now, just over a week ago. That began trending on Twitter. They shut down the hashtag and replaced it with a hashtag, say something good about Twitter. So now they're actively shutting down the hashtag, in this case, Witch Hillary, to deflect criticism of Hillary Clinton at this crucial time. So now we've got documented proof on top of all the censorship of conservative voices, the shadow banning, kicking people off Twitter entirely, that they're now trying to game the hashtags so that Americans voting in this year's presidential election won't find out about Hillary Clinton and her dubious past. This is crucial. Again, this emphasizes how social media has become key in shaping not just emotions. We had the huge Facebook study where they actually were able to change people's emotions. But now, potentially, the next president of the United States. We'll get into it more later in the show. But Alex Jones is coming up. It's the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Don't go anywhere.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as Bible's green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And I am coming to you, and I am coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Paul Joseph Watson is co-hosting with us from Her Britannic Majesty's London, England. And the one, the only Trump confidant, friend of 40 years, former head of his campaign, guy out there doing great battle against the anti-Trump forces across the land, is, of course, Roger Stone. I'm going to punch out of here in a moment and come back some in the fourth hour, because I just want to have a fresh perspective on an interview with Stone. We've had a lot of powerful interviews with him. He has revealed dozens and dozens and dozens of big stories months and weeks before it actually breaks. So we can get the inside baseball on where he sees this campaign going with Trump and how they're going to battle back against it, what he sees with the broker conventions that he first warned of with Richard Reeves 6 months ago here on this very broadcast. Now it's in USA Today. Now it's in the Wall Street Journal. Now it's in the Washington Post going, yeah, it's no big deal. We just won't let you have it. They're trying to mainline this type of corruption, like, yeah, the TPP's secret and hands over our total sovereignty to secret multinationals, no big deal. So that's what they're doing, but we're here raising the alarm, and the American people have never in modern history been this awake. You heard me a year ago, 6 months ago, say this is a historic moment we're entering, a crossroads. People are upset. They're angry. The system is collapsing like a rotten barn in a tornado. The facade is coming down from the establishment termites eating through their own system greedily. Nothing like this in modern politics has ever happened. And because we weren't in the technocratic era before this, nothing has happened like this in U.S. history, probably world history. So the phenomenon will be studied for hundreds of years into the future if we even survive as a planet and as a species. The stakes are that high. They're that dangerous with North Korea threatening to nuke South Korea, the Russians threatening to invade. The time of crisis is here because a great time of change is here. And a lot of forces are scrambling to be on top as the new order comes in, whatever new order that's going to be. Now, Paul Watson is going to conduct this interview. I just want to congratulate Roger Stone and Donald Trump and all the Trumpian supporters, because now we know Ted Cruz, who I like what he did in the Senate, and who I want to believe in, because he's from here in Texas, at least, you know, he's a Texas senator. He's from Canada. No big deal. I don't care. You can be a, you know, adopted son here. It's just that using that mantle, he's got a lot of conservatives, libertarians to go with him. But now having the Bush team and Marvin Bush, probably the most evil of the Bushes when it comes to you know, white-collar operations, coming in and running his finance campaign with other Bush backing really, really is serious because Rubio's sinking. So I guess we'll start there. Roger, you're only with us for 20 more minutes till the end of the hour. I want Paul to be able to conduct the interview, but I've kind of set the floor here for what we're talking about. Have I kind of laid out some of the key points we should cover?
Yeah, I think you've hit right on it. Look, we now know that there was a secret meeting. Karl Rove attended. Mitch McConnell was there. Paul Ryan. Some internet billionaires on top of billionaires, all frantic to stop Donald Trump. Now, Alex, you and I have seen this movie in 1964 when the conservative movement took over the Republican Party at the grassroots, and the establishment, Rockefeller, Scranton, Romney's father, didn't wake up until late, and then they went hysterical. He's a madman. Golden Motors a madman. He's a racist. He's a bigot. He is unfit to be president. He's mentally unstable. He'll start a nuclear war. He'll push the button. And, of course, those were all lies to stop the revolution. It's now back for another go.
So, absolutely. And I'm just going to say this in closing and hand it back over to you. And Paul's going to conduct the interview, Mr. Stone. But StoneZone.com, we sell both of your new best-selling books on the Bush crime family and, of course, on the sex crimes of the Clintons, InfoWarsStore.com. Back to you, Roger. Congratulations on all your great work. And Paul, you take it over.
I think the politics, this interests me because this is a story that I've covered on a basically daily basis now. The explosion of threats towards Donald Trump on Twitter. We had a New York Times columnist a couple of weeks ago joking about his assassination. We had another leftist activist yesterday joking about his assassination. We've got an Egyptian guy who's basically agreed to be deported because he made a direct death threat against Donald Trump. You know, Trump's had Secret Service protection since last year. You came out with the revelation that he wears a bulletproof vest at most of his events. Are you concerned for the safety of Donald Trump at this point, given all these threats?
Well, I think he is in harm's way because he's a truth teller. And any time in American politics, we've had a truth teller. You know, perhaps it was John F. Kennedy being a perfect example. The powers that be have removed him. So Trump is demonstrating enormous physical and personal courage by continuing to go to these enormous rallies. Now, everybody who attends a rally is theoretically supposed to go through a mag machine to ensure that they have no weapons with them. But there have been breakdowns in that system that I'm aware of. So it is of concern to me. At the same time, It is perfectly acceptable for, say, this fellow Wilson from Tallahassee, a political consultant, to say on Twitter that somebody should put a bullet in Trump, but then to be a commentator for CNN on politics. This is the same Wilson who said that Donald Trump must be having anal sex with Ann Coulter on Twitter, yet he is an esteemed member of the CNN commentary lineup. So one wonders about their judgment there at CNN. As you know, I, of course, have been banned because I'm too much of a truth teller, whether it is the true sexual predator record of the Clintons and Hillary's role in covering it up, or whether it is the origins of 9/11. I don't think, you know, the Clinton News Network is would rather air Mr. Wilson than myself.
Do you think that ban, that CNN ban, came directly from the Clintons, on order of the Clintons then?
Well, we know that pressure was put on CNN by the pressure group Media Matters for America, which is a George Soros-funded front. And, of course, CNN was, they folded. The idea of any news organization folding to the demands of a specific pressure group, right or left, is antithetical of the idea of a free press. So their motives, I think, are clear. On the other hand, in all honesty, on any given day, you can reach far more people here at Infowars.com than you could ever hope to reach on CNN. This is the new media. They are the dying old media.
Now, getting back into Trump, of course, he needs this magic number of delegates, 1,237. Looks like that's going to be an uphill struggle going forward. Then we've got this Rule 40B with the convention, which of course states that a nominee has to have a majority of delegates from at least 8 states to be a viable contender at that convention. Do you think that they're going to change the rule right before that convention just to try and basically screw over Trump?
Well, they're actually required to change the rule. Rule 40B expires and has to either be amended or replaced or entirely repealed. You see, the Republican National Convention is not governed by state or federal law. It's governed only by its own rules. Therefore, the Credentials Committee could theoretically look at the states where Ted Cruz has won that have employed what appears to be a pattern of voter irregularity and outright voter fraud. We have reports of this in Texas. We have reports of this in Oklahoma. We have reports of this in Kansas. We have reports of this in Maine. We have reports of this in Hawaii. And now we have early reports of a monkeying with the absentee ballots in Ohio. And we haven't even gotten to the Florida primary yet. So the convention could conceivably, Trump could conceivably challenge those delegations as having been fraudulently elected and have them replaced at the convention. Unclear whether he would have the votes to do that. But recognize that he would still get to Cleveland with the largest single block of delegates, and that really puts you in a very strong position. Even if he fell short on the first ballot, doesn't reach the magic 1237, which he may not, because the primaries going forward here are proportional, most of them. There's actually some question about whether California is winner take all due to some ambiguity there in the rules. So if Trump does not run the table, meaning win everything, he can't afford to lose even small contests like Hawaii or Puerto Rico or the Virgin Islands, all of which he lost. It's now a delegate game. So it remains to be seen. Meanwhile, the establishment is playing a multi-handed game. In other words, I'm not sure whether the white knight for the establishment is Mitt Romney, or whether it is Paul Ryan, or whether it is John Kasich. I don't think we know that yet. They'd all like to be the anti-Trump, and they're all at the table with their block of delegates, not to mention, of course, Ted Cruz.
Now, I wanted to touch on Romney, as he did just then. Of course, a few weeks ago, he suddenly emerged out of nowhere to start attacking Donald Trump. That kind of backfired. You speculated with your inside sources that he could be put forward as a candidate, that he could enter the race. He's since denied that on a couple of occasions. Do you still think that Romney is a potential candidate to enter this race, or has that basically failed now?
No, actually, I think he already has entered the race to be the compromise candidate that the convention turns to. the rules committee could pass a rule saying you're not required to have received any delegates whatsoever to be considered by this convention. See, depending on who's running and has a majority at the convention and in these pivotal committees. But Romney is, he's all warmed up and he's in the bullpen. He's got his makeup on and he's waiting for his 15 minutes. Whether or not he gets in the race formally and tries to win some late delegates in California and New Jersey depends on the results of March 15th. Remember, the filing deadlines for some of the late primaries go as late April. You could still contend in California, New Jersey, and several other large states. So it's not over till it's over. I did predict right here that Romney would be blasting Trump and making his availability known. I think he's waiting to see what happens to Marco before he decides whether to become a candidate or how formal his candidacy should take in terms of form.
Now, the polls show as of this moment that Rubio and Cruz have a good shot at beating Hillary Clinton in a potential runoff. Trump's obviously still behind Clinton in a lot of these polls. Are Donald Trump supporters going to vote for a candidate handpicked by the GOP establishment if they feel cheated by this brokered convention that you're talking about?
No, I think the real problem here, of course, is that any net results probably tears the party in half. Even the nomination of Trump, some establishment Republicans will go support Hillary. I say let them go. Trump, unlike these other candidates, can bring in millions of people who aren't voting today, millions of people who stopped voting, millions of people who are new to the process, or millions of people who are disgusted. They stopped voting because they figured out that both parties are the same and it doesn't really matter. So I think he can bring new people to the process that nobody else can, offsetting any losses he may get among Republicans. On the other hand, if there's a compromise candidate, if somebody is jammed down the throat of the convention and Trump gets to Cleveland with the largest chunk of delegates this close to the nomination and he is denied it, this nomination won't be worth having. Those millions of Trump voters don't vote for another Republican nominee, and the election is lost. I think Trump has made this case very articulately himself. So I'm not concerned about polls that show him slightly behind Hillary Clinton. In all those polls, he is, as we say in the business, in range. And he hasn't opened fire on Hillary yet. He's only engaged her on a few matters, such as her husband's history as a sexual predator and her role as an accessory after the fact in his sex crimes. And she recoiled. She said she's not going to discuss it anymore. That round went to Donald J. Trump. He's fearless. He's a brawler. He understands that you're going to have to grab her and pull her down. You can't, metaphorically, of course, rhetorically, you can't go around the country as John McCain did, praising Barack Obama as a great senator and a great American. You're going to have to take her on in a very aggressive way. She's going to scream sexism and that you're a brute and so on. But it's the facts. You have to make your case on the facts. Her abuse of women, her horrific record as Secretary of State, and, of course, the epic thievery of the Clinton Foundation are but three of the issues that I think she is incredibly vulnerable on.
Now, by the same token, I was wondering, if it is Trump versus Clinton, if that's the presidential runoff, is it going to be an added fillip to Trump, the potential that he will get all these voters that would have supported Bernie Sanders? Because I can imagine that all those Bernie Sanders voters who become, you know, disenfranchised if Hillary gets the nomination, they're not going to vote for somebody like Rubio. They're not going to vote for Ted Cruz, but many of them would vote for Donald Trump as an anti-establishment candidate. Do you agree with that?
I think that's a very, very astute observation. Look, I think that Bernie, even Bernie's support is not monolithic. Bernie has supporters who are on the hard left, and they won't be voting for Donald Trump. He's too much of a free enterpriser and too much of a conservative. But there are a bunch of voters voting for Bernie who are very much like the voters who are voting for Trump. They're angry. They're disaffected. They do see the billionaire class and the Wall Street class having it all. Trump is the first guy in this race who's called for additional taxes on hedge fund managers. Then Jeb was forced to follow him. So they kind of share Trump's populist message. I think those are the voters that will move to Donald Trump. Trump has to make a concerted effort to attract them because at the end of the day, although I think Bernie has hit his stride rhetorically, tell the billionaires they can't have it all. Pretty good stuff. I don't think he will wrest the nomination from Hillary Clinton.
Now, I just wanted to touch on Hillary's email scandal, because we had the staffer last week, I believe, given immunity by the Justice Department. He can now testify in front of a grand jury, which it looks like that's what might happen. We also had this strange email leak where one of the emails talks about Benghazi being funded by the Saudis. That wasn't included in the official publicly released State Department list of Clinton emails. How likely do you think this indictment of Hillary is, given her confidence in the debate last night where she basically brushed it aside completely? Do you think an indictment is likely?
Look, I have no particular inside information. Has she violated the law? Without question. Does that require the proof of intent? No, it doesn't. Criminal negligence alone would be enough for an indictment. There is a preponderance of evidence. There's also precedent in which we've seen Americans like General David Petraeus prosecuted for misuse of top secret documents and had his career ruined. Now, the other question, though, is not what did the FBI find and what did they recommend. I think the FBI will recommend her indictment. It's what does this political Justice Department do, and what leverage does Hillary have? Hillary, I think, will probably get a walk from the Obama administration. Otherwise, they're afraid that she will nail Valerie Jarrett's role in Benghazi, bringing the hit.
Okay, we'll be back with Roger Stone, StoneZone.com, Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Thank you.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show final segment with former Trump advisor and close Trump confidant, Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. Roger, just wanted to ask you a quick final question. We had Newt Gingrich appear on Fox News last week. He basically said the establishment hates Trump because he wasn't part of a secret society and didn't partake in the rituals. My question, is their panic at a Trump presidency merely born out of the fact that, you know, he's unpredictable, he's hard to control? Or is it more than that? And do you think they have a chance of controlling Trump if he gets into the Oval Office?
The American people. And that is precisely why the lobbyist class, the consultant class, the political establishment, the two-party duopoly, the Bush-Clinton, Bush-Obama, Bush or Clinton or Trump continuum is so upset. This is a repudiation of 30 years of failed policies. The neocon adventurous foreign policy, disastrous fiscal policies that have left us broke, disastrous immigration policies that have left our streets unsafe, disastrous trade policies that have put us at a $1 billion disadvantage. These people have destroyed our economy, and they're destroying our country. And people are upset about it, so upset that they're ignoring the propaganda war being paid for by the billionaires and this deluge of television ads attacking for Trump, for Trump University, which is an absurdity, a real estate course. The American people are not buying into the big media smears of Trump as a Nazi, as a Hitler, as a fanatic. It's hysterical is what you're getting. You're getting hysteria from the anti-Trump forces, and I think it's backfiring. Look, when you've been attacked by the Pope, when you've been attacked by the Chinese government, when you've been attacked by the former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, and now being compared to that, being attacked by Mitt Romney is like being bit by a mosquito.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here. Many thanks.
There goes Roger Stone. We'll be sure to have him back on the show very shortly. In the next segment, we've got Ed Martin, which is interesting because he wrote an article with Roger Stone, how the GOP insiders plan to steal the nod from Trump. That was on Breitbart.com about a week ago. So we're going to delve more into that. We've also got more news and items to cover. Again, getting back to this because it's so crucial. How Twitter is attempting to shape the Democratic primary. This is now confirmed that Twitter is censoring hashtags on their own platform to make Hillary Clinton look good, to hide Hillary Clinton's scandals. It's openly confirmed now that they censored the Witch Hillary hashtag, which of course began trending after Hillary was confronted by the Black Lives Matter protester, basically accusing her of being a racist, not good publicity. It started to go viral. That hashtag was killed, and now it emerges, and perhaps we'll have time later in the show to play this clip, that Twitter is now shutting down anonymous accounts, members of the hacktivist group Anonymous, for, quote, harassing extremists. That's right. If you actually criticize ISIS supporters, Twitter is now suspending, deleting those accounts, which is quite interesting given that back in October, Saudi Arabia, which of course has been funding ISIS all along the way, basically became Twitter's second biggest shareholder. Saudi Arabia, of course, donates generously to the Clinton Foundation, which is why we have this related story about the email potentially being censored about the Saudis bankrolling the Benghazi attack. So now this all is beginning to tie together, and Twitter is censoring people who criticize ISIS supporters, and of course, it's defending Hillary Clinton. We'll be back with Ed Martin after the break, InfoWars.com. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.